How are you?
I'm okay. But I had another dream.
Well, good for you. I hope.
I wanted to ask you about it.
Yeah, have a seat. Tell me.
My dream was about driving a school bus across Texas. You ever been to Texas?
No, I can't say I have.
In my dream, I was in an old rusty school bus. The seats had been removed. There were beds, a couple of stuffed chairs, a stove, a fridge. The bus had been converted into an RV, but a pretty beat-up one. I was traveling with a few friends. We'd been driving on a dusty road across a dry tumbleweed desert. There were canyons and ravines and a few cactus. I mean, it felt like driving across the moon. And then the old bus started to overheat. Steam was hissing out of the hood. The temperature gauge had pinned against the red. And Miles, that was his name, he was driving. But he just kept on driving until black smoke was pouring out. And then, out there in nowhere, there's a gas station. It was old and weather-beaten like our bus, but it had a couple of gas pumps and water, we hoped. There was even a dog that looked like its hair was made of wire, all bristly. Kind of looked like a slicked-down porcupine. But it was a good dog. So, Miles got a rag and removed the radiator cap. And steam came blasting out. We had to sit there while it cooled down. And this tall Texan came out of the station. He had cowboy boots and a big hat that was beat up too. It looked like something his dog had found. And the Texan walked over to us and said, "You boys want to see something?" We said, "Sure." And he said, "Come on in." So we followed the Texan into the gas station. But it wasn't what I expected. I didn't see any rattlesnake skins or stuffed Gila monsters or dried horny toads. None of that desert stuff they sell to tourists. Instead, it was kind of clean and neat. And that Texan was holding a little box. And he said, "Come on here. Step a little closer, boys." We knew the Texan was up to something. That box was small, so whatever was in there wouldn't be too big. But whatever it was, it's going to leap out and get you. So we didn't budge. But Miles did. I mean, he was the most trusting guy I ever knew, and that Texan handed Miles the box. But that sneaky Texan didn't let go of the box. He slowly raised the lid. And when the lid was all the way up, Miles wasn't there.
What?
I mean, Miles just poof.
No.
Well, maybe not poof, there wasn't any smoke. But Miles, he was gone.
And this happened in your dream?
Yeah. So the rest of us, we were out of there. We scrambled back on the bus. But there was Miles. He was sitting behind the steering wheel. He was looking a little confused, like, "I was there. Now I'm here?"
Well, do you know what happened?
No. That woke me up.
So you didn't know what was in that box?
No idea. What do you think Mojo would have said about this?
That's a good question.
I see. Thanks for listening.
Wait. I remember something he said. Every moment in life is absolute in itself. And that's all there is. And there's nothing more than this moment. There is no past. There is no future. There is nothing but this. So when we don't pay attention to each little this, we miss the whole thing.
Does that explain my dream?
Probably not.
Yeah, that's Texas.